producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If I had the money, I'd hire probably 10 more writers and 10 more reporters to go out and do stories. But I don't. But we can probably get a few more great interns, you know, and paid interns. We can get a lot of unpaid, but I don't like not paying somebody. Just to sit there and write down everything I say in the credit archive, we kind of do it, but I have said not dozens, not hundreds, but multi-hundreds of times that the plan in California is Agenda 21, not because I think it, it's admitted, and that they would then start cutting off the water, artificially shutting it down, and bring in smart water meters to track and control everything you do, and basically charge you so much for water, only multimillionaires will be able to take baths. Just like I told you last week when the German co-pilot reportedly flew the plane into the ground, that they would then call for no more pilots. That's in the New York Times today, and AP, you name it, it's MIT, it's all there. I'm going to cover that. I mean, really, this doesn't get hard after a while. I mean, I know the next move they're going to make. And it's so pathological to these criminals that I tend to think they're going to zig when they zag. They don't. They just follow an exact plan. And you know why they say they do? Because it works. I mean, they've gotten away with putting dozens of deadly poisons in the water and making us pay for it. I say dozens. I'm being conservative. Some of the additives we buy, the so-called fluoride from China, has been tested over 300 deadly chemicals. On average, it's a couple hundred. And a city like Austin pays $1.2 million a year, last contract I saw, to put it in the water. Mercury, lead, arsenic. I've got articles here today where the FDA, under public pressure, is finally banning arsenic feed to turkeys and chickens because it makes them put on water weight because they're poisoned. Instead of Walmart having to inject the turkey breast or chicken breast with water at the facility, they just feed them arsenic so they get real fat and bloated. I can't make this stuff up. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm crying. I have tears in my eyes. This is so sick. I don't even want to do this anymore. I mean, I remember hearing about when I worked for a large animal vet and I was talking to guys that hauled turkey manure to fertilizer plants out of the turkey and chicken plants. And one time driving home from work, this guy had given me a ride because my truck was broken down. This is when I missed a whole year of high school. He just took me out fighting while he moved to Austin. I was in high school 5 years. And I just took off a year when I was 16 and worked about 14 hours a day. And he goes, listen, I got to pick up one more load over here at this turkey place. And we go in there. We put on respirators. We go in there, and it's like hell on earth, and mites all over everything, huge piles of stinking crap. And he goes, you see that feed over there? That's arsenic. Makes them fat. And it was like entering another world. This giant facility had a couple hundred thousand turkeys in it. Next to it was a facility with a million chickens. There was like a lake of crap outside, a literal lake. And I'm in there on a respirator with, like, bugs getting on me. And the stench in there was the most horrible thing I ever smelled. And you could just feel the torture. So, yeah, I'm against stuff that's factory farmed. But I digress. The U.S. government, and it's that's the problem. When I read that headline this morning, and I can't find it in the stack now. Will you guys print that again? Arsenic-based feed is the, or arsenic-based drug. They call it a drug. To make them fat. Yeah, one symptom of arsenic poison is you take on water as your cells try to keep the arsenic out of them. Anyways, I digress. In Austin, they add arsenic to the water.
And if you go down to the city council, they'll laugh at you if you don't like it.
FDA to withdraw approval for arsenic-based drug used in poultry.
Oh, boy. And I guess they were going to... I guess they were going to try to feed it to humans, too. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Jerome Corsi of WorldNet Daily, best-selling author, two times number one New York Times bestseller, political scientist, degree in economics from Harvard. He'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour to give us his expert inside perspective on the situation with Iran and the so-called accord and all the bizarre statements coming out of the White House on it. Because regardless what you think about the accord, it's got giant Swiss cheese holes in it. They're saying it's permanent in speeches when it's not permanent. It's just really bizarre. So we'll get his take on that coming up. I want to get more into Rand Paul's announcement for president. Court moles revealing secret government plan to cut cell phone service. A lot of really important health news, including mainstream media reporting radiation levels increasing on the West Coast from Fukushima. Huge news on that front. Speaking of West Coast, I want to hit this first. We talk a lot about Agenda 21 of UNESCO. Now, that's a treaty the UN cooked up in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro. George Herbert Walker Bush was there,
And he said that we were going to ratify it even if Congress basically wouldn't. Now, under this, they have to create artificial scarcity. And you hear where Obama goes to Africa and again tells the Africans, in fact, people don't, I got an email saying I made this up this weekend. I saw one. Well, you guys, I don't always respond to challenges, but I'm getting tired of it, okay? In fact, this weekend I heard that weeks ago he said that Obama said we're going to lay off half the cattle guards in the West and that that will fix part of the budget. And I thought it was a joke, and it turned out Joe Biden had said it. Anyways, I'm digressing. You just cannot make the folks cattle guards of the spaces in the gates on the ground so the cows won't walk through them, so they'll break their ankles. They're not like school guard crossing people. Yeah, I guess if you grew up in an industrial area and don't know that. But that's like George Herbert Walker Bush not knowing what a store scanner was a decade after they'd come out. There's the headline. Obama, planet will boil over if young Africans are allowed cars, air conditioning, big houses. So we'll cue that up and actually play that in a minute. But this issue is so big because California, in the last 40 years, has not allowed the construction, I have the article right here, of one reservoir. Now, in the last 30-plus years, they've gone from roughly 15 million people to 36 million people last time I checked. I'm going from memory, teleprompter free. Guys, we search engine California population. But I know it's gone from 15 million or less to 35-plus, I think it's 37 million. Is it 38 million now? No, boom, boom, 38.8 million. So it's almost 39 million people. That's more than doubled their population since, yep, there you go, the 1970s. So it's doubled since the 1970s or more, and they haven't built one stinking reservoir. You know, here in Texas, when they build a big city or they're about to expand one, they get on the news and say, we project that Austin will need five reservoirs of such and such size by 2040, or we're going to have water shortages. And guess what they're doing? They're building reservoirs. I'm not defending the Lower Colorado River Authority. They're certainly a corrupt organization from my experience. But compared to the California groups, here's an example of, and I'm going to walk through how this is Gen 21 on a state level. They want artificial scarcity to gouge you. Remember what happened in 2000? Enron got caught some days making $1 billion a day, gouging with the smart meter hubs at the local level, not the individual level, but they had, quote, smart hubs at the switcher level inside the cities so they could game the price of the energy, claiming it was bought an open trading system, but they were really engaged in fraud and would have members of Congress and the legislature in to show them the energy trading going on, but it was all fake. It was pre-programmed at the local level to gouge you the prices, a felony every time they did it. And the Enron documents came out. You want to know the big secret about the California drought? Here it is. If everybody in California wants to stop it, I'll tell you right now. They were having meetings in 98, 99, and 2000 with different state officials to go along with it secretly. And this all came out. Schwarzenegger was in on one of the meetings before he was even governor on how to game the electricity, and they said, we found in studies in third world countries, if we have some rolling blackouts that we control, and we'll admit we're doing it, it'll create the perception of artificial scarcity, and then we can double or triple prices. And that's exactly what Enron did, some days making $1 billion a day, scamming the daylights out of the Californians. And there's two types of Californians, super wealthy and aware of what's going on, and the general public that does not know which end is up and obsesses over race all day. That's it, from my experience. CBS News. California water authorities to use new tool, that's the headline, in fight against water wasters. And they said, oh, they could only go off tattletales before. And said you could only go, you know, a couple times a week, 45 minutes. But that was before the smart meter. Dun, dun, dun. You hear that word. That means little robot tracking everything you do and gouging you. It collects data every 5 minutes. Then after midnight, the cell phones that's built in there comes on, makes one call, and calls into the database that we and the customer, through a password security system, have online access to their consumption. The accuracy is just incredible. Oh, see, it matters that it's accurate. And see, it's fair, because we're only going to charge the biggest wasters. And that's how it always starts, and then it's everybody. The accuracy is just incredible, because we get the data the next day. Waitier knew the exact amount and precise moment to send his employees to videotape the infractions to use as evidence. We are using it specifically for an enforcement tool. Pre-surveillance of all the water you use to send, not meter maids, not the normal meter maid, in Austin within 2 minutes. Within 2 minutes, they'll give you a ticket downtown if your meter runs out. Well, imagine hordes of these people surveilling your smart meter that dials into all your appliances, you name it, not just the water, to come in and tax you. Now you know what the smart meters are for, CBS News. And you're like, well, we're running out of water. No, you're not. Since the 70s, and I've got the news articles right here, we're going to go over them, they've not built one stinking reservoir. And then they had one up in Klamath on the Oregon border, enough to supply all of Northern California and the farmers. So that's why they turned it off. Remember a decade ago, that big fight went on for about 5 years, starting 10 years ago to about 5 years ago, and Sean Hannity would go out there. We went out there and covered it. And it was like, why for a sucker fish that isn't even indigenous are they shutting off the giant mountain reservoir? Because it was enough water to supply the farmers. You let the water run out for a while, you run those farmers off their land, you put in all the smart meters, and then you end the drought and let the water flow. You just charge everybody more for it. And that's how the scam works. And you look into who owns the different water districts in California, a handful of foreign companies, French, German, Dutch, Chinese based. Look it up. Oh, everybody loves it. That's fake environmentalism for you. Here's a headline. MWD plans to ration water to Southland districts and cities. Southern California water wholesaler is planning to wield its powerful hammer. Oh, see, it's the water wholesaler. They're going to teach you to save. See how they're morally... Oh, Nestle and others that have a monopoly, don't even pay. You know, Nestle doesn't pay for the water. I'm getting ready to send Joe Biggs out there. I may even go out there myself. Maybe we'll take Jakari with us. Those guys like to work together. I like to work with them. We'll go show you Nestle, because nobody cares when you show you an article. We'll show you Nestle or Nestle or whatever their name is. They get free water of the Great Lakes. They get free water, California. They're going to sell you water. Well, same thing with the other big wholesalers. They're going to go, we're going to stop delivery of water to you and raise prices to show you how moral we are. And you're like, oh, you're going to gouge me? Gee, thanks for teaching me to use less. Oh, don't worry. We're real moral like Enron. We will. That's all the scam is. And the big corporations admit it. I've gone to the smart growth conferences in 1998 and 2001 and 2007 and 2014. We go there. Where they've got all these rich people going, once we shut off all the coal plants, we'll triple charge them for our natural gas. I mean, these are villains, folks. It's not like they don't know. They're running the scam on our resources. Southern California's water wholesaler. Let me say the trendy voice. Oh, they care. Southern California's water wholesaler is planning to wield its powerful hammer to force more urban conservation this year by cutting water deliveries. And, of course, increasing prices. Faced with dwindling regional reserves and a fourth year of drought, the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California is expected to vote next week. And, of course, it has private suppliers, to ration imported water that is supplied to 28 Southland water districts and cities, something the agency has done only twice before. The cuts, which would take effect July 1st, were in the works before Governor Jerry Brown imposed a 25% mandatory restriction on urban water use last week. And then, of course, there's all the bizarre geoengineering they admit's going on, but they won't release the details, with jets spraying any moist water groups. We've had meteorologists on. I mean, the planes go out, spray, dissipates, the water falls in the ocean. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, you know what weather weapons are for now, my pretties. Here's another article. This is out of the Washington Times. Carly Fiorine blames liberal environmentalists for California water crisis, and then goes through not letting them build a single facility, not letting them build anything new, putting new regulations on the water, on and on and on, not building any desalinization plants, nothing. The answer is you don't get baths anymore and you pay rich criminals tons of money.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug-out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour Survival Skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.
Way up north. Way up north. North to Alaska. Go north to rest your soul. North to Alaska. Go north to rest your soul. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92. With George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too. They crossed the Yukon River.
We have
the Bonanza Gold.
Dr. Jerome Corsi to give us his inside take with his high-level government and Israeli sources on what's really happening with the Iran deal in the next segment. Then we're going to look at Ron Paul and Rand Paul, how they're trying to demonize Rand via his father. Will we accept the brainwashing and go, oh, yes, he's discredited for his father's views? No, you own it. You say, I love it. Throw me in the briar patch. But Rand Paul's not been doing that entirely, and that's his real mistake. And I'll tell him point blank. So that's coming up. We'll also look at planes without pilots. This ties into driverless cars. It's all being announced. But first, I drug Anthony Gucciardi in here because this has been in the works for about a year or so. And then basically, we just ended up going to the biggest, one of the biggest organic supplement manufacturers in the country. We're actually going to have the CEO in studio when he's in town. What is it, in a month, Anthony? In a few weeks. And we basically just went and private labeled, but then added a couple things. The nationwide best-selling supplement known to calm children and give them better focus. And you've heard all the doctors we've had on, medical doctors, you name it, about the double-blind studies of St. John's wort versus Prozac. I mean, the list goes on and on. This is a concoction with just a whole bunch of organic, concentrated, known things that absolutely calm your children out. We had the advanced bottles of this 3 months ago, and I've been giving it to my children almost every day. Boy, is it good when I remember to do it. And it just really smooths them out. Their grades have gone up. It's been amazing, and I chalk a lot of it up to Child Ease, supports calm, focused attention, the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com, 4 ounces. This is the number one health product line suggested by yours truly. Joining me is Anthony Gucciardi to go over how we developed Child Ease with one of the leading manufacturers in the country. Anthony Gucciardi.
You know, it was more than a year ago when we sat down and we both realized just how depressingly sad it was going through a list of the top 12 selling psychiatric drugs in the United States of America just over the last year.
And we'll go to a document cam of some of those articles.
And now we have this printed out from Mental Health Daily. The top-selling psychiatric drugs, this is from 2013 to 2014, just Abilify, which is a booster of sorts for psychiatric drugs, made $7.2 billion in the course of 1 year. And those are all just super lowball numbers that obviously they only report their profits, which they claim, you know, after they pay off all their friends and everything, are super low. Billions and billions of dollars are spent every single year on drugs like Abilify, Cymbalta, you name it, Prozac, all of that. And it's so, so sad to know that in 2004, a Harvard professor came out and said that the people were being treated like guinea pigs on these drugs because it was, of course, causing suicides, causing more.
And that's on the inserts.
Now, we are not saying that this replaces any drug. We're not saying that. We're saying we were upset at that, and we sought out to make a super high-quality formula. And what we also were upset about is the reality. In fact, speaking of Dr. Drew, of course, here's a piece of his from 2012, one of my favorite pieces he's ever written. Psych meds linked to 90% of school shootings. And, of course, we all know that. Pretty much every major school shooting.
Everyone. Even the pilot.
The pilot, right?
So, it takes your impulse control away.
And it's just one more proof that how brainwashed society is. We look at a story like this.
Sergeant Bales, that went and killed the 18 people, was on 2 psychotropics.
Yeah. And what happens is the kids get hit with the TV. They get hit with the fast food. They get hit with the sugars. They get hit with the aspartame, which blows the brain out. And they're absolutely feeling crazy. I mean, legitimately nuts. They have super high energy, false, phony, artificial energy, which isn't good, powerful, determined energy.
Because they're poisoned.
It's crazy.
They have speed freak energy.
They have speed freak poisoned energy. And their parents spend $7.2 billion a year on just one of these drugs to try and shut them up. And it's messed up. And then we have people say, okay, I get that the psych drugs don't work. What do I do? And for years we've been...
You get them on organic food, filter their water, get them off the drugs. You got to do it slowly, though, because they're deadly. Talk to a medical doctor first. That's just what I would personally do. And you put them on things like Child Ease.
Absolutely. You know, I think the key thing is we've been recommending the herbs that have been in this for so long that we finally put it in a formula. And we talked about...
Tell folks about some of what's in there, Anthony.
So we have chamomile, which everyone knows as super high-quality sources, it can actually give some of the most calm... focused effects on it.
No, that's only one of like 20 ingredients.
There's lemon derivatives, there's essential oils, and we all know the power of essential oils. There's over 14 different ingredients in there, and that's not counting the different list of proprietary essential oils that are in there.
Jubub seed, hawthorn berry.
Hawthorn berry is another good one.
Catnip.
Catnip. So that's interesting. This is formulated over 20 years ago by one of the top herbologists.
Long pepper fruit.
And think about it as wine. So we're taking...
Hold on. We got Dr. Corsi coming up, but finish up for like
on the
2 minutes on the other side.
The Empire's on
InfoWarsLife.com, your purchase
Alex
course broadcast.
Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption.
That's right.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, this Iran nuke deal has holes in it you could drive a 747 through. And we've got Dr. Jerome Corsi, a real expert on these subjects, joining us here in about 2 minutes via video Skype. Then we're going to open the phones up in the third hour and get into a bunch of medical and health news. But finishing up with a new product we're launching, Child Ease supports calm, focused attention in children. I've been using it for 3 months on my children. Amazing. It's got everything from magnesium to arnica seed to calcium carbonate. I mean, you name it. It's got pepper, fruit, licorice root, hawthorn berry, chamomile, lemon balm. The list goes on and on. Stuff known naturally, long pepper fruit, jujube seed, the chamomile flower that I mentioned, hawthorn berry, catnip, things that are known to naturally, in all the big studies, calm people and things that are natural and good for you. And this works on adults as well. This is a limited run from the biggest manufacturer in the country of organic. We're going to be announcing this partnership soon, having them on air with us. But Anthony, you were describing it how you can buy one version of a bottle of wine that's $100, but there's a fancier version that's $500 that's better. And, well, this is the fancy version.
It's the reserve.
It's the reserve at the same price.
Exactly. So we're partnered with this manufacturer, which, in my opinion, is one of the best manufacturers in the world. I mean, they're highly certified, FDA certified, the highest quality you can possibly get.
Their stuff's the end cap at Whole Foods.
Exactly. And they gave us a reserve line of this product that they've been working on over the past 20 years. And
because they're listeners.
They're huge fans. And they were saying, actually, we're just talking to them. They were saying, you need to be selling this for more. Oh, my God, I can't believe you're giving it to your fans for such a
And I don't want to make them mad. So it's $19.95 for like an hour or two. We got to go up today.
Yeah.
And it will sell out as introductory. It's 4 ounces.
It is below the suggested price right now on InfoWarsLife.com for, I guess, if we can do it for a few hours without selling out, we will. But if it starts to sell out, we're going to have to change that because it's a ridiculous price at this point.
Just try it out for yourselves. Bottom line, you're supporting the broadcast and free speech and basic human liberty, voting with your dollars. Childies, we did get more of the vitamin D3 winter sun in that's so popular. Some of the other products basically have sold out. But InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. High-quality colloidal silver, silver bullet. It's, again, from one of the other leading manufacturers, normally $29.95. We sell it for $19.95. I mean, that's just the type of stuff we do. We take the very best, sell it for a lower price, or we even up the quality, which is hard to do, and then sell it for a lower price until we get in trouble. So we actually have to sell it for the regular price. I didn't know this was coming in this week. It just came in yesterday, so I said, let's just launch it early. That's why we're kind of wargaming here on air right now. Then I saw the price, and I went, isn't that lower than it's supposed to be? So it's going to go up. In fact, just go give them 1 hour. We'll go up like $5 because we have to in the agreement. But Childies, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And Anthony, let's do something on the nightly news, breaking down all these articles and the studies and the comparisons.
I think that's very important.
Thank you, Anthony Gucciardi. Anthony's doing a great job working on reaching out to all these great partners out there. And the great thing about InfoWars being so supportive of supplements and alternative health care and alternative things like that is so many of the leading names in the industry love us. And we're just finding out what great friends we have out there with the leading names. Not just one of the leaders, but the two top leaders love us. And it's opened up so many opportunities. It's a blessing from God. And it's going to also get you the highest quality products that we're able to soup up even more and bring you to low price. So thank you, Anthony. Very exciting things. An answer to prayers and an answer to funding. It's a win-win-win, 360 win. I want to coin that term, a 360 win, not win-win, 360 win. That's what I'm into. Anthony Gucciardi, thank you so much. All right, shifting gears to Dr. Jerome Corsi. He has been a very, very busy man, not just with his best-selling books and WorldNetDaily.com, but his own website as well, Patriot News. He, of course, has doctorates from Harvard. He's an economist and a political scientist and has consulted to the highest levels of our government, other governments, a lot of it classified. He has a PhD from Harvard University in political science, 1972. Number two, he's written two number one New York Times bestsellers, or maybe it's three. And he joins us, JeromeCorsi.com, to give us his expert analysis on what's really going on with Iran. I've tried to read the agreement now that part of it's out, and it just sounds like Obamacare. It sounds like it's a blank check for Iran and the Obama administration to do whatever they want to do. Everybody knows I don't just blindly side with Israel. I look at the facts, and this does not look like a very good deal. What's going on, Dr. Corsi? Is this a real political realignment with the Shiites in a civil war against the Sunnis, or is it a triple cross? Dr. Corsi, can you make sense of this with all your high-level sources?
Well, first of all, we don't even know what the agreement really is. I mean, Iran agreed to agree. Iran said that they're going to, if by the end of June, have the framework agreement will be implemented. Now, framework agreement in terms of diplomacy means an agreement that structures what the deal is ultimately going to look like.
So a deal on a framework. So it's like saying someday we're going to draw up a plan for a boat, but we haven't drawn the plan up yet.
And this is what the boat's going to look like when we draw up the plan. Unless, of course, we decide to change the plan between now and the final agreement. That's the problem, is that all the things Iran said they were going to do, limiting centrifuges, reducing their program, having it open to inspections, are not going to happen today. They're going to happen at the end of June when the agreement is reached.
So, I mean, bottom line, is this a screw job? And then break it down.
Yeah, absolutely, because at the same time, we agreed to start stepwise removing sanctions. And this is what the big disagreement is, that we're saying we're going to start removing the sanctions right now. So Iran still can be enriching uranium, can still be running a secret program, can ultimately not agree to any of these terms at the end of June, and we will be lifting sanctions in the meantime. So it's a complete win for Iran, and it's a complete really fooling the American people with the idea that there is an agreement, because in reality, the two sides failed to come to an agreement and had to extend the length of time they're talking. This framework agreement is, you know, there's been a framework agreement on two-state solution in Israel since the Carter administration.
So is this Obama just trying to get some type of legacy?
Yes, it's an attempt to, it's a public relations effort. It's John Kerry and Obama saying, look at this great lifetime, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity we have with Iran to end their nuclear program. But in reality, Iran has not agreed to limit their nuclear program. They've agreed to keep talking about it and said, when we do agree to limit our nuclear program, here's what we think we would do. So in effect, there is no agreement. And in effect, the talks failed because Iran in the last hour refused to agree to many of the critical terms, and the Obama administration kept making concession after concession and still could not get Iran to agree to even all the concessions that the Obama administration was willing to make. So we have no deal. There really is no deal here on the table at all. There's a deal to have a deal. There's an agreement to have an agreement. That's all we've done.
Looking at the larger picture there in the Middle East, North Africa, with ISIS running around and then the invasions going on in Yemen and other areas, seems like all hell's breaking loose. Geopolitically, from your research, what is the real U.S. policy versus the rhetoric, and what's going on in the Middle East right now?
Well, first of all, I think the abandonment of Israel is really the key story. And when I was in Israel in 2009, I warned the key people in the government that the United States and Obama would abandon Israel, that we would relinquish the historical commitment we had to the Jewish state. And now I think Obama is in open conflict with Netanyahu. I mean, even punishing, I believe, Senator Menendez, who welcomed Netanyahu when he spoke to the joint session of Congress.
So you think that that split's real?
Oh, absolutely. I think that Obama has no interest in maintaining a Jewish state. Obama wants a two-state solution. He wants the gradual erosion of Israel. There's nothing being maintained in terms of, even from the very beginning, the settlements that Israel had that were agreed upon by the Bush administration have been objected to by Obama and continue to be objected to by Obama. And Netanyahu virtually said when he came to the United States in the joint session of Congress that this was a low point in U.S. relations with Israel since 1948.
Let's pull back on that, too, and I want to expand on that. But let's just say for the whole cause celeb thing and the left in Hollywood and the rest of it, only one thing they love more than trying to take our guns is bashing Israel. Now, I have real criticisms of Israel, and Israel has different governments that come and go. But separate from that, if Israel disappeared, the Arabs are still just going to be killing each other. The Palestinians, like they did before, will start fighting over who gets that land. I just don't see what happens if Israel disappears. It's kind of like Nixon said, you won't have me to kick around anymore. What would the world do without Israel to blame for everything?
Well, we would reverse into what we're having now is chaos. I mean, first of all, the Obama administration, starting in Libya, backed the Al-Qaeda-affiliated militia to depose Gaddafi. We armed, this is what Christopher Stevens was doing when he was in Gaddafi, he was arming the Al-Qaeda-supported militia, and many of those weapons end up in Syria fighting Assad with the groups that ultimately becomes ISIS. So Obama has fostered the Muslim Brotherhood, he supported the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt under Morsi. There's dozens of Muslim Brotherhood now into the Obama administration at high policy levels. The Obama administration has tilted decidedly in terms of the Sunni Muslim Brotherhood. But then we turn around and we are working with, fighting Iran. Iran is helping us to fight ISIS in Iraq. We now have the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, an open force in Iraq, in Tikrit, trying to take Tikrit back. The United States is doing some bombing, but the major force on the ground is Iraqi militia, which again are now Shiite, backed by the Shiite Revolutionary Guard from Iran in Iraq, and we're supporting in that conflict Iran. So
didn't Saudi Arabia know opening the door and kicking off the Shiite-Sunni civil war would give Iran the green light to release its more highly trained military teams across the region?
Well, you see, I've said since 2009 that if Israel attacks Iran, the only ally Israel's going to have is going to be Saudi Arabia. And since 2009, Israel and Saudi Arabia have been running military maneuvers. Iran has been Israel's been rehearsing a strike on Iran, training pilots, preparing logistics. Saudi Arabia would be the force that would help Israel attack Iran. And Saudi Arabia has come closer now to Israel because the Saudis, as Sunnis, are desperately afraid that if Iran, as the Shiites, exert regional power, which they're doing, and this agreement with Obama under nuclear weapons just gives Iran more prestige, more power, more money with the lifting of sanctions.
Okay, well, let's pull back. I mean, we know there's a major Israel lobby, there's a defense lobby, there's a major global banking lobby that I think is the most dominant, that really does tend to be financing an anti-Israel movement worldwide to kind of legitimize global government worldwide and the UN through some type of sacrifice of Israel. So separating, let's say I'm an atheist politically on Israel, just looking at it coldly like a political scientist, which you are, why does the elite want to start getting rid of Israel? And how do they think they're going to get away with that? Because Israel's got nuclear weapons, a major military, and isn't going to go quietly. I mean, I've heard people say, oh, no, Israel will just give up and roll over. I don't see that happening. I mean, is this a larger destabilization program that they think will then force Israel into a confrontation, and then Israel will destabilize the region more? I mean, this just seems like an order out of chaos playbook here that doesn't have an end game. It seems insane.
Well, you've got, first of all, I think the globalists have tired of supporting Israel and are willing to abandon Israel. I don't see any really global, the One World Order crowd, the New World Order crowd, and the groups who are pushing one world currency and all the other integrations of economies.
They're done using Israel now, just like they're done with the U.S.
They have no real use in Israel. They don't want to support it any longer. What you've got developing in the Middle East is really a fundamental conflict between Sunnis and Shiites. And the United States seems to be playing, the only both sides. We're not supporting any of the moderate forces in the Middle East. We're certainly not supporting Israel. And when Israel gets pushed into a corner, and I've said this since I wrote Atomic Iran in 2005, Israel will reach a point where they decide that if Iran's going to be imminently having nuclear weapons, Israel will attack, regardless of the cost and regardless of whether Israel has to use nuclear weapons or not. I mean, we're seeing a regional, the Middle East has devolved into violent Islamic chaos that is going to be very difficult for most Americans even to comprehend.
And it is now being exported at record rates with the political left worshiping it, and the ultimate sin is criticizing radical Islam. What is the insane equation there where places like France are xenophobic against other European cultures and language, but are importing radical Islam as fast as they can?
Well, even in the United States, I mean, the surprising thing is that the, for instance, on the left, the feminist movement does not oppose radical Islam, even though it's violently discriminates against women, abuses women, and it does so on a theological basis. Yet the American left embraces Islam and ignores all of these atrocities that Islam creates. So you've got a love affair with the left worldwide, and you see it in France, you see it in the European countries. We're also importing a large number of Muslims into the United States with the Obama administration. That's, again, not being actively reported. We're reporting it at WND. You're reporting it at InfoWars. But in general, the influx of Muslims under the Obama administration, and in high policy positions, Muslim Brotherhood or high policy positions in the State Department and the administration throughout, has not been adequately covered.
Well, sure, and everybody knows that I was against these previous wars, and I'm not a, quote, Islamophobe. But, I mean, I went to high school and college with really nice Muslim folks that weren't radical. Some of these earlier waves were really, you know, scientists, engineers, really doctors, neat people. The folks coming in now, and I live in Austin, Texas, are Wahhabists. I mean, I talk to them, I see them, I hear them. I see them, like, shoving their wife down the street, wearing a hood over her head, bugging their eyes out at me. I mean, it's getting pretty creepy, and I mean, I don't want to live in Saudi Arabia. I'm sorry.
Well, the responsible position should be to support moderate forces within Islam to have a reformation, and they can be found. I mean, al-Sisi in Egypt, for instance, is one of the moderate forces in Islam that could help to get a re-evaluation of the violent nature of radical Islamic terrorism. I mean, what, you know, I think any responsible person is opposed to radical Islamic terrorism rather than Islam itself. We're not going to go to war with a billion people in the world who believe in Islam, most of whom don't want any of this violence at all.
Absolutely. And you know, Bill Maher says they all want violence, or most of them. No, that's not true. But the groups taking over do. And I want to talk about that radicalization when we come back with Dr. Jerome Corsi of WND.com and Alex Jones.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Lestig. Kick some ash with Lestig's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit Lestig.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katy Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katyarmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid in regular and extra strength. Our Silver Soap, made with all natural organic ingredients, leaves your skin clean and refreshed. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog. 844-USE-SILVER. Or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only One Silver Solution.
I was just thinking during the break, Alex Jones here back live, how sick the so-called left really are. How they would try to end fatherhood and manhood and try to ban dodgeball or even running in the playgrounds because it's seen as aggressive. They just want to enslave us. And now they say all sex is rape, and then they'll never criticize sexual mutilation, radical Islam. And they put movies out with David Cross where they go, Alex Jones is a racist Islamophobe, just randomly in the movie. When I was criticized for being against the Iraq war and all the rest of it, doesn't mean I want to be colonized by radical Islam, which, if you haven't looked around, has taken over. Even the UN says Christians are being persecuted at record levels. Why are Christians so low in the government's eye? Why can't Christians get bakeries to put Christian verses on cakes, but the, quote, gays and lesbians can? Because Christianity is seen as the dominant culture, and we're being conquered right now. That's my view. Dr. Corsi is a sociologist, anthropologist, political scientist, well-traveled man. Why is there a major war on Christianity, or do you disagree that there's not one? I mean, look at Lois Lerner not getting in trouble.
Well, I think you see it. You've identified it correctly. There is a war on Christianity going on. The left agenda, the agenda of the left, sees an opportunity right now to get, as it were, a final victory in terms of the culture war, pressing on the LGBT agenda to have, you know, various forms of sexual preference be declared a constitutional right, so that, you know, what happens to the First Amendment? Well, if you object to this, you are a bigot. Churches, we're going to see lawsuits increasingly to tax churches that do not support the LGBT agenda. Around the world, and the Pope has mentioned this as well, you're seeing Christians under attack on throughout the Middle East, throughout Africa, slaughters of Christians, which are being largely unreported and largely not even taken seriously. The UN, which has largely been, you know, again, very supportive of a radical Islamic agenda, had from the beginning of the Palestinian debate going back, you know, 30 or 40 years, the UN has not speaking up for Christians the way it would be expected to speak up for Islam.
And that's because Christians are politically incorrect. Christians need to just roll over and die or become Marxist conduits, or we will be destroyed.
The choice are, you know, first, what's acceptable politically is you can be an atheist, or you can be, you know, certainly Islam is not being criticized by the left, but any true Christianity is viewed as being portrayed as bigoted, being, you know, portrayed as out of touch with reality.
Well, Christianity is what caused basically the modern Renaissance and inclusiveness and the Reformation, as you were getting at. And it's just, I mean, they've taken the fruits of that and are now bringing in a totalitarianism. In closing, what do you make separately?
We've been through this before with the ancient Roman Empire. The ancient Roman Empire had, you know, Christianity was the solution to the violence, the paganism, and the, you know, the anything goes kind of attitude, value relativism, that it produced the chaos of the ancient world. And Christianity largely brought the ancient world into a Reformation, the Enlightenment, and the modern world. Now we're going the opposite direction. We're going back to moral relativism. We're saying that any attitudes people have, regardless of, you know, what they want to believe or not believe, or have sexually or not have sexually, is within their preference, and they're all constitutionally protected, except if you want to believe in Jesus Christ and profess Christianity.
I was about to say there's that paradox where anything goes except if we say it doesn't, and then it's totalitarianism.
The left is not going to be tolerant. It's not going to be classically liberal. It doesn't believe in a First Amendment. It believes that if you don't adhere to the left's principles, you need to go to thought reform, because you are not only incorrect, you're evil, you've got to be crushed, you've got to be abused. That's what they do to you, Alex, and what they do to me on the left, because
these people are sick. Dr. Corsi, I know you've got to go, but we're back in 60 seconds. See if you can do like three more minutes to put bookends on this and finish up on where you think Obama's going, this election, the power grabbing. I want to get some final comments. WND.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live
with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.